3, 2, 1. It was either Mark Twain or Benjamin Franklin who said something like, "Three people can keep a secret only if two of them are dead." Who made that statement doesn't really matter here. What's important is to think about who knows a secret and when is a secret not a secret. Back in 1983, there was a major war scare between NATO and the Warsaw Pact. Apparently, the Soviet Union thought a fairly benign NATO exercise was a preparation for an actual attack. They responded by putting their nuclear forces on real alert and moving nuclear weapons into launch positions. So, you can imagine the analyses that resulted as the State Department, Central Intelligence Agency, Department of Defense, and the White House all tried to figure out what exactly happened. Many of those reports were, and still are, classified. Now, nearly 40 years later, the National Security Archive has asked the CIA for a copy of a specific after-action report the agency allowed the State Department to publish in an open source. As you might expect, the CIA turned down the request, saying the report is still classified and contains information still relevant today. The National Security Archive filed a lawsuit, of course, and the judge denied their request supporting the CIA. So, here's how bizarre this is. The document was printed, with CIA approval, by the State Department in their after-action report. You can look it up and read it. But that document was not the official version. It's an almost verbatim copy, but it's not official. So, is the information, not the document, but the information the document contains, a secret or isn't it? Well, the document is still secret, but everyone apparently knows the not-so-secret information in the document. When is a secret not a secret? I guess it depends. But of course, if I told you, I'd then have to shoot you. I'm Larry Burris.